games. They were our opponent today. You know, now the only thing that matters is what you do when you line up for those 60 minutes. We had a tough game last week against Houston. So what? We came back and we bounced back and we won the game.
Algie, what changed in the second half? It seems like that was really where this game was won.
Well, we wrote 60 minutes on the board before we went out there. When we came in at halftime, it was 30 minutes up there of your best. And that's all we had to make sure we do is go out there and continue hitting them in the mouth, playing physical football.
First thing you knew was going to be a tight end kind of day against this team, early on anyway.
The only thing I worried about was them being a physical day. And make sure we hit somebody on every single play and cover down. That's what our mantra was when we, every single play was just to hit somebody. Don't just block people, hit them. And at some point, it was going to wear guys down. You know, they had a lot of guys going out of the game, coming back in the game, going out of the game. And all year, when we've been a man down, we found a way to step up and make plays. And, I want to tip my hat to Jason Jones with the way that he went out there and completely dominated on the field today. Every time he came off the field, you see Albert whisper something in his ear, and then he go right back out there and get another sack, another forced fumble. It was a great performance from a young rookie.
First team all season to top 300 yards against the Steelers and to put 31 points on the board.
Nobody gave our defense any credit. Every time they put 13 or 14 on the board, it's stuck right there. You know, that team that we played against, you know, everybody rates them as the number one. Stats say they're the number one defense in football. You know, so we rose to the occasion. If this team, the Tennessee Titans, is going to play up to a high level in the playoffs, if we're going to rise up the way we're supposed to rise up to good teams, then it should be a damn good playoff. Well, we need the momentum more than anything. Next week's game doesn't mean a lot. Hopefully we'll get Peyton out there and we can hit him. Slow him down for the playoffs a little bit. But, we needed momentum more than anything. And it just seems like, over my tenure in the National Football League, the hot team, these wild cards, these hot teams that are playing later are the ones that keep winning championships. So what we've done is we've positioned ourselves so we don't have to go to Pittsburgh if we so happen to face this team again in about 4 weeks.